I was so grateful to you, Vic. And then as time went on and I graduated, I think I took a couple of years off. Memory fades. But then I had heard that the greatest program in Canada was UBC. So I applied and then I got in, and I was so grateful because I received the UGF. So I think they gave us, I think it was $17,000 a year to go. So to be paid in a way to go and do your master's was the saving grace of everything. And that was such a, you know, those 2 years, when you do your master's and when you do your undergrad in creative writing, what you're really doing is letting the world know that this is who you are, that you mean business, and this is really time to focus and hone your manuscripts and find your voice. So, yep, to go to Anoukin, to UVic, to go to UBC, I wouldn't be the writer I am today or the human being had it not been for those wonderful opportunities. And if I could just say, you know, I'm always a little worried that there's going to be a PhD in creative writing. And I just think that that is going to be a cash grab. I don't think there should be a PhD in creative writing, because I think your PhD is your body of work. That, you know, and I'm really hoping that UBC keeps their promise. They said, if you have an MFA in creative writing from UBC, that's PhD recognized all over the world. So if I ever hear of any little institution doing a PhD in creative writing, I'm gonna slash some tires, Claire. I'm gonna put some sugar in some gas tanks. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think that's pretty cheap, because you're exploiting something that doesn't need to happen.